Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Annette, publishing pusher here. It is another great week here at our show, and I am excited, and you're going to say it, I said every week, she gets excited about everything. But you know what? We don't bring people that don't excite us. We don't bring people that don't have an exciting story and a journey. So this evening, I want to introduce you to you all who have never met her. And if you have, you'll get to find out a little bit more about her. This is Coach Crystal Henry. Hi, Coach.
Hello, hello. I'm excited to be here too.
I'm glad to have you on the show with us. I like to tell everybody, we just want to come together and just chit chat, as they say. So as we get started, Coach Crystal, just give the audience just a little insight about your upbringing before we get into some other things.
Okay. Well, I am the only living daughter of my parents. There were two of us, my sister and I, and unfortunately she passed in her sleep 10 years ago. She was my younger sister. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I am a native Texan and have lived in Texas all my life. And I am excited to say that I am the daughter of a living legend. My mother is Professor Gigi Gaynell Gaynor, and she started the radiology program at St. Philip's College from scratch. So she was responsible for getting laws passed for radiology technology. She was responsible for that program, the CT and the MRI program. She is 83 years young, and she is still married to my handsome father of 59, soon to be 59 years together. So my parents are living legends, and it is an honor to be their daughter. And so that I grew up in a beautiful area of San Antonio in a predominantly mixed environment. So I was, it was a wonderful time to be in a diverse area in the, I don't want to tell my age, but I got to, in the 70s and a little part of the 60s and 80s and 90s, it was great to be in a city that was very diverse. A lot of people do not grow up like that from our era in time. So that's what I can say about how I grew up.
San Antonio, I've not been there. I have a niece that lives there. So I keep telling her I'm going to get there. Now I know somebody else.
Me too.
Okay. Yes. Yes. But that's beautiful. Your mom and your dad being longevity in their relationship. And I'm sure you can attest, as I can attest, it takes effort to stay committed.
It takes a lot of effort. Yes. And I was one who also had both grandparents that were married 50 years each.
Wow.
Until one of them passed. Yes, but they were both married 50 years each.
That's
the longevity. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Now, Crystal, you have this beautiful yellow on. And I want you to tell us what this yellow represents as you are going forward in the kingdom.
Well, yellow is for youthfulness. It's for excitement. It is the warmth, the color of the sun. Yellow is vibrant and it attracts your attention. Yellow can be for caution, or it could be for joy. And I like to stay full of joy. My ministry has been to overcome. I'm a breast cancer survivor, also a survivor of being stalked, domestic violence early in my youth before I was married. So I am a survivor. So yellow is a way that just captures the essence of joy and overcoming for me.
You know, I love the yellow. Always when I see yellow, it reminds me of the sunshine. And I'm talking about the S-O-N shine.
Yes.
I'm talking about the sunshine within is what I think about, because it's so vibrant. And I think of the Lord as vibrancy in and over my life. So thank you for coming and representing.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I know that I've been following you for a while, and I've had the honor to work with you on a few collaborations. I know we worked together on Let the Kingdompreneur Speak, which is a great book. I got to throw it up.
Yes, go ahead, throw it up. It was great.
Let the Kingdompreneur Speak, a great resource. But I want to talk about, before we talk about your book, tell me about this Millions magazine that you have. Tell us about your magazine.
Well, my magazine was birthed out of just a desire to do something different, come outside the box. Made to Lead Millions was a title that God gave me, and that's actually my LLC. And I had modeled when I was younger, and I said, you know what? I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I want to do something different. I want to highlight amazing, phenomenal entrepreneurial women and men. And so Made to Lead Millions allowed me to do just that. And so to have the inaugural issue and to just be able to expose other people the way I've been exposed, being in other magazines from different areas, either releasing a book launch, or exposing my coaching or my speaking. So I just thought that having Made to Lead Millions magazine would be a great way to highlight others.
You know, I think it's a great magazine, and I was blessed to be in your inaugural special edition that you did back in September. Just a beautiful spread, all the many beautiful women that you have in that magazine. It's just amazing to see what we're doing out here as kingdompreneurs.
Yes. Being a kingdompreneur is more than just being an entrepreneur, but it's honoring God with your business. And one of the things the Lord allowed me to do in 2019, he took me in a different route. He just pushed me in a whole different way. And that was one of the last events that I did before the pandemic, and it was called Birthing You. And it birthed me, but it also birthed other entrepreneurs as well. What God had me doing, and it was different because he had me dealing with some people that were saved and some people that were not. And so the event was about bringing people in a state of their what if, encouraging them, helping them set up their business, and exposing that business at one event. So we had a lady that made African clothing. And so we had an African fashion show at that event. We had another lady do body butters and scrubs. She brought her new supply or her new products to that event. I had another lady that I worked with, and the Lord dropped in my spirit that she was able to design clothes. Well, it was unusual to prophesy to someone that was not saved, but she did have that ability, and it caused her to buy a sewing machine and create a bathing suit line. All of that happened at that event. And so some people don't really, they think of ministry only being in the walls of a church, but not being in the business realm. But I beg to differ. Why else would we have Proverbs 31 woman as an exhibit A in the Bible?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I remember many times people say, but that's your business over there, but this is ministry. But I was like, either everything we will say, everything we have is from the Lord and it belongs to the Lord. But then we'll say, Oh, but this is over here, and this is, but we cannot separate it if we're really in relationship with the Lord. So I think the, like the book, Let the Kingdompreneur Speak, really brought to light varied perspectives of how these women are moving and shaking as preneurs in their respective professions.
Yes, yes. Whether they're coaching or being an author or speaking or, you know, having a clothing line or makeup line, whatever they're doing, God is in the midst of it. Absolutely.
And we have to keep him first. We must keep him.
We must.
You know, when I was looking at some of your bio content, you talk about your journey in the corporate world, and you use the word suppression, micro oppression. You use some words that I think many times we don't think about. Share some perspective on those, on how those things impacted you to be willing to stretch yourself to move forward.
Well, first of all, oppression and suppression is huge in corporate America, and it causes depression. A lot of leaders, a lot of workers, the worker bees, are depressed because of the way they are treated in corporate America. And so I've had over 30 years in corporate America, the experience of every kind of leader there is. I've had books thrown at me. I've been cussed out. I have worked till midnight, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, and then have to get right back up and be ready at 7. So those type of the buzzword for nowadays is work-life balance. But they really don't mean that. They just pretend like it's work-life balance. And so what they're really doing is conditioning us to almost slave labor. If you take the hours that you are really working, especially a salary, you're not getting paid overtime. They're not giving you comp time. They're not even really respecting you. It's either their way or the highway. If you die, and I did have a coworker who died, they literally the next week had a temp in, and it was like, oh, well, he's gone. So those type of, I'm telling the truth when I say oppression, suppression leads to depression. And that's what we receive, not just in corporate America, but, you know, you could be a warehouse worker and receive just really nasty treatment. And so, yes, Made to Lead Millions, my book just gives a lot of insight on how to overcome that type of mistreatment. Whether it's prayer, whether it's you got to take a walk down the stairs till you can breathe so you do not commit an offense. You know, there are a lot of ways, you know, positive statements in your cube, in your car on the way to work. There are a lot of ways that I give to overcome that type of oppression and suppression.
That's good. You mentioned that you went through this for many years, but you really didn't move like you should until you got a coach. Now you are a coach. Talk to us about the importance of having a coach. And does a coach need a coach?
Oh, yes. I think everyone needs a coach. And I will say this because I have a son that played AAU basketball. He played from the time he was 4 till he was about 20. And so in football and in basketball. So all the while, we would take him to different trainers and different coaches so that he would gather better skills in different areas that he needed. And so the same way, we need that in our lives. I might need a book coach, which I have. I need a business coach, which I have. And when I took my first coaching class, I've been coaching for about 15 years already. Sometimes we don't know that that is our gift. That's what we're doing. If you are a type of person that's a solutionist, If you are a problem solver, you might be a coach.
I like you mentioning that sometimes you may need more than one coach depending on the areas that you need guidance in. And I just want to say to us, the coach doesn't tell you what to do.
No.
Coach gives you insight. They assess, they talk to you, find out about you, and help you to rethink some things and walk through some things. So like the coach is there like at the sports game, when something's not right, they're calling you to the sideline and saying, hey, guess what? I saw such and such and such. What do you think about this?
Right. Absolutely. And that's what we do as coaches. We drag, pull, draw out the very things that people don't even know that is in them. I have a current client and he said, well, I want to be your best client. I want to be the one that makes you famous. And I said, well, I want you to make me famous. I said, go ahead. But you know, he said to me one day, he said, you're cracking the whip. And I said, yes, that's what I do. I'm cracking the whip so that you can be great and excellent. And when you have a coach that can really help you hone in on your skill set, hone in on your amazing talents, hone in on stuff that you've overlooked, because you've been dealing with it for years, or you've been talking about it for years, or it was that space where there was a gap, your coach can help fill that gap.
You know, I'm sure that as you looked back at your coaching and you said, wow, I thought I had it all together.
Yes.
And then you had to get some new perspective. And I think what we have to remember is for all of us, whether you're the coach or you're being coached in that in the season, is that learning is ever evolving.
Yeah.
And we never have it all, do we?
No, we never have it all. And being an author, I thought, okay, I've read this book, I've written this book, now on to the next one. But think about all the books that did not sell a million copies until after the author passed, and all the great information that was in it when everybody overlooked that book. The same thing is you. You have greatness inside of you, and it's being overlooked. You yourself are overlooking it. Maybe your family members are overlooking it, or your friends are overlooking it, but can look it and say, hey, this is what you need to bring out. These are the things you need to talk about, or these are the things you need to promote. And so you need a second set of eyes, or a third set.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes you need more than one set of eyes, even on the same thing. Now, yes. Let's talk a little bit about your book, Made to Lead Millions. And what someone who's listening, what would you say to them to draw them to the book as a source to help them to move forward?
What I would say is, you know, the way I opened up the book, I thought I was a great leader. I have been leading since I was in high school. I was the first African-American captain on my team to lead a majority Caucasian team. So that was a difficult task as a teenager. And so when you are a born leader, when you know that you are a God-called teacher, you know that you've read and you've studied and you've graduated, you have other accolades, you still don't always know it all. You don't have it all together. And so when, for that leader that says, oh, I've led these people for this long and I know everything, you may not know how you offended your worker bee, your vice president, whatever in your company, you may not have known how you offended them. But if you read Made to Lead Millions, it might touch your heart in such a way that one lady tell me, I did not know that I was not healed from my last job.
Mm.
Wow. She said, when I read your book, I realized I need to go and get healing. And another person said to me, when I read your book, it helped me in the areas that I thought I was good in to be a greater leader. Gave me some ideas on how to treat my people better. Because the better we treat people, the longer they'll stay, the more they will give. And a lot of times we think that people are leaving a company. No, they're leaving the manager. They're leaving the boss. They're leaving the supervisor. The company may be great. Company may be phenomenal. They may have a great salary. They might even cry when they leave the company, but it's because of their boss. So Made to Leave Millions might help you with that area.
I had one of those people one time, and I was like, they were like, why? They were saying, oh, you're going to leave. I said, listen, this is the best job I ever left. This is the best job I ever left. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do for your own sanity, for your own peace, because we know that depression is real. And if we're not careful, we will fall into that thing, get burnt out before we know it. I mean, we're looking at people committing suicide because of everything that's happening to them. And, you know, this is not a kingdom thing. You know, we don't commit suicide. We don't need to be in a depressed state. We have to really, that's one of the great things about having a coach, because as you're going through these things, you get to gain some perspectives for you to look at things a little differently.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Gotta look at it differently.
In respect to your book, you asked the question, what is your worst fear? Is it to be a follower or a leader? Speak to that, please.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of leaders have been leading so long that they can't even fathom being in a position to follow. Some of them will tell you, I don't even know how to follow. I've been leading so long. And then we know that old, I don't know if it's a proverb or a saying, you've got to be a good follower in order to be a good leader. And if you've forgotten how to follow, are you following our Heavenly Father? If you've forgotten how to follow, are you leading well? So a great fear is some of those leaders that really can't even look at themselves as a follower. And we always have to be that servant. A follower is a servant. And you have to, in order to be a great leader, you have to be a servant leader. And in order to be a great leader, you need to have an ear right up next to the kingdom of God. God will tell you, hey, you're not leading well. Hey, come back here. Do the right thing. He told David. David was up on the rooftop when he didn't have no business looking at Bathsheba. You know, he will warn us, hey, come on back. Let's get it right. You weren't the one that built this by yourself. I anointed you for this. So we, as a leader, you always have to be willing to follow, especially the Father.
Yeah, I like the word you said. You know, you can be a leader, but you can be an extraordinary leader. And that's another level, I believe, when we are in the Lord. But some words that you said are really, and this reminds me of Joshua in the Bible, Joshua 1, where you use the word courage, character, and confidence. And I know that there's a passage of scripture that that is being spoken to Joshua, reminding him that he's already learned the things that he needs to do. Now he has to stand strong in it, and he has to be courageous. And I'm paraphrasing, y'all, but he'll be able to make his own way prosperous. So I think I hear that there are things that we can do, but we have to have alignment first.
Yes, yes. We have to be aligned with the kingdom in order to be to gather the people that are following you so that they can line up behind you, with you, or even alongside of you. As a leader that's aligned with the kingdom, you may have a front line of defense, and then you'll have some people behind that front line. As a leader, lining up vertically and horizontally behind you. Sometimes you might fall back because maybe you were getting a little burned out. Then the people that you are raising up alongside you will be there to hold up those arms. What are they holding up the arms for? For you, just like, what is it? Aaron and Hur held up Moses' arms. The battle was there for victory, but when he got tired, there your help was. And so a great leader always aligns himself with the right people in the right place and is not afraid to invite help where it's needed. Mm-hmm. And not afraid to have, a successor.
Yes, many a company faltered because they didn't do that. That person thinks, it's me. I know everything. I can do everything. And it's going to go with me when I die. And it's like, okay. And then you're going to kill the company because you're self-centered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sorry. My computer is about to die and I don't want it to. Here we go.
Yeah, we can cut this out. Okay. So you asked the question, if just imagine if we woke up and all of a sudden we had 1 million followers. And you said, well, we begin to question ourselves or what?
Question myself in writing this. Mentally, millions. I was like, God, I don't have 1 million followers. I'm like, this is embarrassing. I write a book made to lead millions and I don't have 1 million followers. And God said, do what I told you to do. Moses did not know that he was going to lead 1 million of my people out of Egypt. He didn't know that. His mama didn't know it when she put him in the basket and pushed him out into the Nile. She just wanted her baby to live. So I have to trust that whenever the millions come, that's when God desires it. It could be while I'm alive or it could be after I'm gone. But I still had to write the book because I am made to lead millions. I don't say that with arrogance. I say that with the honor that God gave me this title. And he said, if I gave it to my son to lead out these million of my people, I'm giving it to you to write the book. Because this book came from that Bible study that I did. And I was fine teaching the Bible study, preparing to lead. It was great. 16 weeks. I taught this Bible study on Facebook Live. And every week, God would say, here, drop this in. This is what happened to you at work. Here, put this thing that happened at this company and put this thing that happened with this boss. And so I started interweaving some of my testimonies, that areas where I overcame, along with the story, the history of how God's people came out of Egypt.
And, you know, I think it's really enriching when you can read a book, you get a resource, and it actually gives you tools. It's not just informational, but it actually gives you tools and you can see the application of what's being said and how you can apply it to your own life.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We have, whenever we open up a book, it is God breathed. The Bible is God breathed. And so when you open up a book, you're allowing those words to come off the pages and come to life for you. So that way you can meditate. That's how we are able to meditate on his word, is by allowing us to really think and put ourselves in that place. And what can I, if they did it, then I can do it. Oh, wait a minute. I see they had to have character. I see that, they had to have integrity. Oh, they had to be courageous. Not only courageous, but very courageous. They had to be brave. I got to be brave to survive. So that's how you pull words out and then apply, make it applicable to your life.
You know, when we talk about leading. And you know, we have to keep mentioning the title of the book, Made to Lead Millions. It's so prophetic. Yes. when I look at that, when I look at that title, because I was like, that's such a that's a word for all of us, that sometimes we don't recognize the potential that is within us, but then we have to look back to the fact that God has given us each a predestined plan, and we don't get to see it until we start walking in it and we gradually begin to see the pieces. So we have to have the mindset that you put out. You know what? Yes. I am made for this. For such a time as this, I am made for this. So I even get excited when I look at the title, because it's like an encouragement to me that there's more that I am able to work towards. That means also there's always more.
Yes, absolutely. There is always more. And that's what made me excited about the book, because I couldn't say I am made to lead millions. When I was writing it, it took me several times to just go ahead and release it and let it go and then give it over to my publisher. And then, you know, I was afraid. I'm like, okay, what are they going to take out? What are they going to add? Or what, you know? And so that whole process of getting it in my mind and in my spirit, I am made to lead millions. And you got to think about it. Everyone in the Bible that is significant, some are named and some are not. You think about the woman with an issue of blood. Her touching the hem of his garment, how many women or men or people read that from all those years back to now that inspired? Writing, being an author, can inspire millions.
Yes. We're doing it. We are doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
So I know that you've had quite a few things going on. So I want you to share some of the great things that I have seen going on with you. And I know I saw something about a cruise and some other things going on. Share with us some of the things that have been going on, as well as some of the projects that are coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So last year, 2023, was my first conference at sea. I was very, very excited to put on a conference on a cruise. It was a Royal Caribbean cruise, and we went to Cozumel. And it was 4 nights and 3 amazing days. We had 2 days at sea. And so I was able to bring some wonderful women together and do some training, certified some international speakers. Why? Because we were speaking on international waters. We had an amazing time. And guess what? It was also a write-off. So I will be doing it again in 2024 in October. So I'm excited about the Made to Lead Millions Cruise 2024. This time it will be 6 nights and 5 amazing days. And we will be going to Cozumel and Costa Maya. And again, we'll be learning. We'll have training, and people will be able to speak for those that want to, you know, purchase the speaking package. So there's some amazing opportunities there. I just came back from London. I was so excited to speak at a prayer conference in London. So that was another great opportunity. And to be in a place and a space that I'd never been before. And my mother also went with me and traveled at the age of 83. So we were excited. This was a trip of a lifetime. But we met people from Kenya and the Netherlands and Wales and Jamaica and Africa, Nigeria. It was London and all different spots all around Europe. It was phenomenal to see actual real diversity and countries and cultures. India, the lady from India, just come together in one space for what? Prayer and to honor God. And so even before we left, people were testifying. And matter of fact, I got a job at the job that I just started while I was there at the prayer camp. So that was phenomenal. Then I got to go to Florida, and Florida was such a great opportunity. I got to interview this amazing billionaire and be on his boat, on a 430-acre lake, and interview him. So I've got that coming out on my YouTube channel. And it was all about food forest abundance. You know how hard it was in places where there are food deserts to get fresh vegetables and fruit, and just be able to have some type of good, healthy food. Well, he teaches people how to put a food forest in their yard. So, and then I'm working with another client that was there also, and that's what he does. So he's on a campaign helping churches.
You know, it's just beautiful to hear how you have pressed yourself to do so much more. And that's a great example. Are you still working? Because I think before you were working in finance or something, you're still working in finance.
I'm still an accountant. I'm a senior payroll accountant right now. And yes, I'm still working a full-time job and as an entrepreneur, still speaking. And still an author. I have another book that's going to be phenomenal that will help people get unstuck after divorce. So that's going to be, yeah. So y'all be on the lookout. Hopefully I can finish it before the end of this year.
Okay. Well, yeah, folks, if you got to get divorced, don't get stuck. Yep. Mm-hmm. But listen, life happens. And guess what? No matter what happens, we choose to move forward. Why? Because we are made to lead millions, and we're busy focusing on leading these millions, so we don't have time to focus on that other stuff.
You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's if we wild. Get stuck in that place where we're thinking destruction and all kinds of confusion and dismay is happening, but then on this side, God is saying, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But I came that you should do this. But I came for that. I came. So we have to stay on but I came side. And so what were you put here on the earth for? I was put here to lead millions. I was put here to overcome. And because I'm an overcomer, I'm going to help somebody else overcome. And so I'm campaigning for comebacks. I'm not meant to stay set back. I'm campaigning for your comeback. So it's time for us to keep moving forward. What do they say on the army men say? No soldier left behind. I'm not leaving nobody behind. Let's go.
Nobody going to be left behind. Crystal, I just want to say I've been honored today to be sitting here and listening to you and of course, still loving the yellow as one of my favorite colors, just brightens up the atmosphere. But as we get ready to close, I want you to share an empowering thought with those that are listening in, tuning in on today. And maybe before you even share that, let everybody know how they can reach out to you, get your books, sign up for your magazine, get some coaching in. Go ahead, go, Crystal.
Well, you can find it all if you want to go on the cruise with me, if you are needing visibility coaching, you need help with social media, if you need help with your book. I can do all of those things. You can connect with me at crystalhenry.net, crystalhenry.net. And you can find me on all social media outlets, Crystal Henry, Coach Crystal Henry, or Evangelist Crystal Henry. And I am on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So make sure that you check me out. Now, what was the other thing that you said?
You're going to...
a final thought.
A final empowering thought for everybody. Yes.
Yes. What I would tell you is that I have a group. Also, I have a membership called the 11th Hour Emergers. And in this year of 2024, it is time for us to come out of the shadows. It's time for us to unleash our voices. It is time for us to move like we've never moved before, to boldly go where we've never gone before. And it's okay, because 2024 is a year for more. So you need to emerge. You need to come out of those shadows, the things that you haven't done, the things that you've been putting off because you're waiting for somebody else to be there with you or some other help or the money to be perfectly right. No, you need to be perfectly trusting God and step out on faith. Faith without works is dead. Period. But what happens when you put your faith with your works? You become someone like me, who's made to lead millions. You become someone like Dr. Annette, who has a bunch of books and helps a bunch of people write more and more books. Don't stifle yourself, but I encourage you, emerge to more in 2024.
All right, y'all. Emerge into more in 2024. Why? Because you are made to lead millions. Thank you so much, Crystal Henry, Coach Crystal Henry, for being on the Dr. Annette Publishing Pusher podcast today. Thank you again. I appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless.
And everybody, I like to say this before I close. We are blessed to be a blessing. And remember, we are called to be the visible manifestation of His invisible presence. So keep shining like Jesus. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Annette's Chat Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.